Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elections that have consequences, folks. We say that over and over again. We're about to lose the majority in the House. If some idiot Republicans can screw that up, and there's a very good chance they will. But guess what just happened in the Senate? Democrats were able to shut down the Senate trial for Mayorkas' impeachment charges. That's right. It was less than one day. Senate Democrats voted unanimously. Amazing how they know how to stick together while Republicans never stick together and we screw everything up. They voted unanimously to shut down the Senate trial of President Joe Biden's impeached Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. The first vote of 51 Democrats to 48 Republicans with one non-voting Republican senator was reported at 3:15 Eastern Time on Wednesday. The vote, initiated by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, declared that the first articles of impeachment was quote-unquote unconstitutional because the charges against Mayorkas did not rise to the impeachable level of, quote, high crimes. That's what they said. Now, the House's articles of impeachment charged Mayorkas with, quote, the willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law, including Congress's law that asylum seekers be detained until their legal claims are completed. Obviously, that's something that they have decided to completely just look the other way and not enforce that law. The vote was delayed, by the way, while Republican senators proposed motions to extend the trial period. Each proposal, yet again showing that Democrats know how to stick together, was defeated with a party line score of 51 to 49. Immediately after the vote, Schumer proposed a vote to take down the second article of impeachment, which said that Mayorkas lied to Congress about border security or a quote-unquote breach of public trust. Remember, Mayorkas said, the border is secure. The border is secure. When he knew that millions of illegal immigrants were coming into this country. In fact, he saw the numbers before anyone else did. So he knew he was lying to the country and to Congress when he said over and over again, the border is secure. It's a felony, is what Senator John Kennedy, a Republican from Louisiana, said as he proposed a motion to delay the vote. Republican legislators say the Democrats want to minimize public recognition of the damage caused by Mayorkas' refusal to enforce the nation's popular and beneficial immigration laws. The evidence is devastating, Senator Kennedy went on to say. It will gut them like a fish, and that's exactly why Democrats stuck together in such an incredible way. They made sure, no matter what, that this trial was not going to see the light of day, because they knew that the intel and the information, if it was covered by the media, keyword, if it was covered by the media, would have been so damning, because the American people realize that we have an open border right now. Now, while all of this is happening, illegal immigrants in New York are now speaking through translators to complain to the city council there about the free meals and the housing that they are receiving. Yes, this is actually happening in New York City, as they are basically on the verge of rioting, demanding better food and better hotels that you and I as taxpayers are paying for. Now, before I play that for you, I want to tell you about my friends over at Ammo Squared. And let me tell you, if you're like me and you care about having ammo, you want to make sure that you can protect yourself and your family, that you can go shooting or hunting whenever you need to, and you don't want to be out of ammo like we were for a year and a half during COVID. That is where Ammo Squared comes in. They literally help you stock up on ammunition every month automatically at amazing pricing. Ammo is delivered on demand or automatically when you need it, and it's stored for free when you don't. That's why I love Ammo Squared, because not only do they take care of all of my ammo month after month, but they're family owned and operated. They were started by a husband-wife team, Dan and Danielle. They are a company that is thought about in one way, being budget friendly and a way for you to stockpile ammunition easily. It is a way to really invest in ammunition. You can buy low and dollar cost average over time and then cash out when prices skyrocket without ever taking delivery of any physical ammunition. I look at it as like a 401k of ammo. You can buy as little as a few dollars a month. Yes, as little as a few dollars a month, or let it grow over time, or you can buy a bunch all at once so you have it when you need it. Now, typically customers will accumulate 3 to 6 months and then they'll ship ammo to their home. But some ship every month. Others accumulate thousands of dollars worth of ammo and ship every few years. In 2020, when the store shelves went empty and everybody had trouble finding ammo, Ammo Squared customers just need to ship their ammo stored at Ammo Square and get it all immediately delivered with just a click of a button, or sell it back for big profits. Go to ammosquared.com/Ben. And if you go there right now, you can sign up and get free ammo in your account. AmmoSquared.com/Ben. That's AmmoSquared.com/Ben to sign up and get free ammo in your account right now. All right. Want you to hear these illegal immigrants in New York speaking through a translator to the government there. This is the New York City government, the city council, demanding better food, better housing as they have broken into the United States of America.
But at the shelter, the food, my kids cannot eat the food at the shelter. And on Ramadan time, we couldn't eat, because when you come back for on the breaks, the food is no good at all. And they give us 2 months to stay at the shelter, and then you have to go out again with your luggages and the kids and find another place. It's very difficult. And also, I have a kid that is like 18 to 19. Until now, he doesn't have no school.
18 to 19 year olds, he doesn't have no school. This is through translator, a filled room. Angry illegal immigrants speaking through translators, complaining about free meals, free housing, and saying they don't have enough good stuff to do and not enough good schooling for their 19-year-old. That's an adult, by the way. Quote, even on Ramadan, we could not eat during breaks because the food is not good at all. So by the way, you gotta accept everything, including my religion and faith and all the special things. I mean, I'm wondering if they're gonna ask for like gluten-free stuff next. Like, Where do we draw the line? This is when you lose a country. Now, that's happening in New York City. We also have seen illegal immigrants demanding government aid in California. We're seeing it starting to happen in Florida. We're seeing it starting to happen in Texas. They are right now demanding more government subsidies than ever before. And I don't think this is by mistake or let me rephrase that. Not by mistake. I don't think this is by coincidence that they're all doing this right now. I think this is clearly organized. I think this is organized right before the election as a way to buy votes. Hey, if you have friends or illegal immigrants, remember the Democratic Party is willing to sit down with them at the city council and give them a moment, even though they're not a citizen of America. They broke into this country and give them a microphone. Same thing in California and all these other places. So what you need to understand right now is that we are the party. This is what Democrats are hoping come out of this. We are the party. Okay, we are the party that will give you amnesty down the road. But right now, we're giving you better food and we're giving you better hotels. That's what we're giving you right now. This is what's happening in America. So Mayorkas, he will walk. I want to be clear about that. Mayorkas is going to laugh in your face. Mayorkas has repeatedly explained that he supports more migration because of his migrant parents. His sympathy for migrants, he says, and his support for, quote, equity between Americans and foreigners. He also justified his welcome for migrants by saying, I will say illegal immigrants, but he says migrants by saying his priorities are above the law and claiming that he needs, that the needs of U.S. businesses are, quote, paramount, regardless of the cost to ordinary Americans that are impacted in this country. This is Joe Biden's America. Americans last, illegal immigrants first.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're getting a real truthful answer, finally, from the Attorney General Merrick Garland. Garland was asked today about what is the deadliest drug threat in this country. And I want you to hear his testimony as he was forced to answer questions about just how many Americans are dying because of an open southern border and the fentanyl that is coming across the southern border.
Senator Moran and I both mentioned in our opening statements, as did you, the continuing fight against the opioid epidemic, substance misuse, the drug cartels. I continue to be very concerned about fentanyl use and poisoning. New Hampshire has lost too many people to fentanyl overdoses. Can you talk a little bit about DOJ's efforts to interdict these drugs and efforts to find a way to prosecute those responsible?
Yes, Senator. I have said, and I deeply mean this, that fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that this country has ever faced. I've met with families at the DEA whose children, whose teenagers, whose infants, whose grandparents have died, mostly not even knowing that what they're taking is fentanyl, thinking it's another kind of prescription pill that they were able to get over the internet. We don't even refer to this as overdoses anymore. We refer to this as drug poisoning, because that's what it is. So we are facing this with the urgency it requires. And we are trying to dismantle the entire network. So the network begins in China. It begins with the precursor companies that sell the precursor chemicals that are necessary to make fentanyl through Mexico. So we have charged a number of those companies. We have indicted a number of their officials. We have even been able to snare some of them, the officials, when traveling outside of China. The Treasury Department has sanctioned those companies, so people cannot deal with them. Some of them are regular prescription drug companies, so sanctions are quite important. Then we move to Mexico and the importation of these precursors. I've traveled to Mexico myself 3 times, the Deputy Attorney General, I believe at least 3 times. Many other parts of our law enforcement apparatus have done the same. To persuade them to cut off access to these precursors, to register them, and they have done some of what we've asked, not all, but that has been important. Then the chemicals are made into fentanyl in Mexico, primarily in laboratories. We have again on my visits, we have urged the Mexican government, and particularly the Mexican military, the army, and the Marines, who are responsible, have taken over this task to destroy those labs, and they have done some, but not as much as we would like. We have indicted the principal cartel leaders, including the sons of El Chapo, the so-called Chapitos of the Sinaloa cartel, as well as leaders of the Jalisco New Generation cartel. Those two are the principal drivers of fentanyl trafficking in the United States.
So this is the part that I think should insult the most every one of you that's listening. It should be the fact that what they're saying to you in his testimony to Congress today, while they're saying that Mayorkas can keep a southern border wide open and they can mock the American laws that they're refusing, okay, to enforce. What they're saying is, hey, like, we know there's a problem. The Attorney General is telling you that fentanyl is a problem. He's telling you that fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that this country has ever faced. I deeply mean this. Those are his exact words. I deeply mean this. I have said this and I deeply mean this, that fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat to this country has ever faced, that this country has ever faced. I've met with the families of the DA whose children, whose teenagers, whose infants, whose grandparents have died mostly not even knowing that they were taking fentanyl, thinking it's another kind of prescription pill that they were able to get over the internet. We call this drug poisoning, no longer drug overdosing. So he is telling you that as the Attorney General of the United States of America, yes, I am very aware of the problem. I'm not, my head's not, you know, in the sand here. It's not up my rear end. However, I'm not going to do anything about it. All right, let me take a moment and talk to you real quick about your retirement and inflation and the eroding of the power of the dollar right now. Inflation is well above what the Fed's target rate is. You know what's happened. Consumer prices are much higher than they were last year, the year before, and the year before that. That's why all of us need a financial plan that ensures that money that we save today will be enough for us tomorrow. And that's why I've diversified my investments to include gold and silver. Now, there are a lot of gold and silver companies. You hear them every day if you listen to conservative podcasts or talk radio. If you watch TV, conservative networks, you'll see tons of companies. Well, let me tell you about Freedom Gold USA. Reason why I love them, they preach protection and diversifying your assets. They will not tell you to put all your money in gold and silver. Now, here's the other thing that is really important to you. You work hard for your money just like I do. And on average, they charge 25 to 30% less than most major gold and silver firms. So the ones that you hear from, they're going to charge you on average 25 to 30% more than what you're going to pay when you call my friends at Freedom Gold USA. Now, you can take control of your financial future right now, and you can also get free silver in your account. They will walk you through the process, talk to you about diversifying your investments, your IRA, your 401k, or having just physical gold in your safe. Take control now. Visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. That's freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. Or you can call them 1-800-655-8843. That's 1-800-655-8843. Or online at freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. He tells you, well, we've El Chapo's kids, right? We went down there, we've indicted them. But does that mean anything? No, they're not coming to America, right? Like they're not coming to America. We all know that. They all know that. Like, these guys are laughing in our face. What is the point of an indictment if they're not going to get extradited and we're not going to find them? And we know they're not going to find them. Like, it's extremely obvious that we're not going to find them. That's what we know for sure. That's number one, okay? I want to be clear about that. Number two, this is all being done by design. Every bit of this is being done by design. This administration has decided that this is the plan to flood this country with illegal immigrants, and it doesn't really matter who dies because of those coming across the southern border that are killing Americans, right? Like, they don't care. The White House even said the other day that they know how many Americans have been killed, right? They understand it, by illegal immigrants that have come into this country. There is a group of pictures that has now gone viral online, and the White House has even admitted, yeah, we know. The faces of Americans who've lost their lives, the hands of criminal illegal aliens who are allowed to roam our country under Joe Biden. They're admitting they know this. And the same administration is doing nothing to get them, doing nothing to get rid of any of them. This is the problem that we have right now. And so Mayorkas is laughing. The White House is laughing. We now have a government that does not follow the laws that they passed. You are losing a nation when the people that are running the nation are not held accountable for not enforcing the laws which that government has passed. These people have hijacked our government. These people have taken over our government. These people understand that there's no one that is going to stop them right now so they can get away with it. And that is exactly why Mayorkas will be, I'm sure, getting wasted, having a grand old time with his friends, laughing in our faces. And they know that fentanyl is the number one killer of people under the age of 40. And they don't care. Because when you want to change a country, you have to change it from within. And that's what they're doing. Let me just give you one other thing that you need to understand to put it in perspective, okay? Mayorkas says the border is secure. He said that to Congress. He lied to Congress, right? That's part of why they were going to hold him accountable. That's why he was impeached in the House. But this is no longer a border crisis. It's an invasion. 189,372 illegal immigrants were encountered at the southern border in March. The numbers were just released. That's the 37th straight month where monthly numbers have been higher than even the highest month before under President Donald Trump. Let me say that again. 37 straight months where monthly numbers have been higher than even the highest month under President Trump. When he came into office and there was an open border and he started to fix it. But these are the numbers that you need to understand. It is a full-on border invasion. It's an invasion. So the illegal immigrants, right? The illegal immigrants. They're out there telling you they need more food. Not more food. Let me correct that. They need better quality food. They need better food. They're demanding better hotels. They're flooding New York City, for example. And the part that makes me laugh right now is the New York Police Department is being forced to crack down on illegal street vendors because illegal aliens are hawking stolen goods at open-air markets across the city. I was just there 2 days ago. The numbers are staggering of all of the stolen merchandise that is being stolen and then hawked on the streets in New York. This is from the local Fox affiliate on Good Day New York. Listen.
The second day in a row, the NYPD has taken down illegal street vendors along Roosevelt Avenue in Jackson Heights, Queens. This is video from Monday's raid, where officers were seen confiscating merchandise, ranging from clothes, jewelry, and power tools. Some of the goods are reportedly stolen.
This is chaos in America. When you have street vendors that are setting up many stores with stolen goods that are illegal immigrants, this is chaos. And the fact that I witnessed this in New York City, I walked out of my hotel right by Times Square. There were people that I think it's fair to say were probably illegal immigrants. They didn't speak English. They weren't from Mexico either. And they had jewelry that they were selling that looked like it was real nice jewelry. They then had a bunch of fake bags right next to them. They were from China or Asia, and it was fake Louis Vuittons and fake Gucci, fake Prada, fake everything. And they were just right there. And then if they saw police come, I witnessed them. They grab the blanket like a Santa sack, right? They pull the corners up, and they just start running down the street in case they're going to be shut down. And they basically do pop-up stores wherever they don't see police officers. Now, that's just in one city. So let's move completely to another part of the country. A U.S. Border Patrol agent was almost run over by an ATV on a hiking trail. Who was on it? Illegal immigrants, smugglers, attempting to ferry illegals across the southern border. This is now a new thing, and they use drones as well to see if there are border agents around. Listen.
Two alleged migrant smugglers and two people they hired as lookouts are now facing federal charges. This comes after a U.S. Border Patrol agent was almost run over by an ATV on a hiking trail in the Otay Open Space Preserve. It happened over the weekend when the agent approached a group he saw run out of a bush to a pair of ATVs. He says one of the drivers answered questions for all of the passengers before accelerating toward the officers. Canine units and infrared scanners led to the group eventually being caught just before dawn.
So, no big deal, right? We've got these watchers, we got drones, we got ATVs, we got smugglers, and this is just a normal day. That's not all. We now know the Democrats know just how dangerous it is out there, and it's costing their staff members their lives. A staffer for Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masell was tragically killed this weekend by a illegal immigrant who was drunk. Listen to this coming out of Nevada.
A victim of a deadly hit-and-run crash over the weekend has been identified as a longtime staffer of U.S. Senator from Nevada, Catherine Cortez Masto.
Yeah, the medical examiner's office confirmed 38-year-old Kurt Engelhardt died in the crash on Saturday. According to investigators, his car was hit early Saturday morning near Peckham and Kitsky Lanes by a suspected impaired driver. In a statement, Senator Cortez Masto writes in part, quote, Kurt was always eager to help a constituent at a moment's notice. He touched many lives, and I know almost everyone in Northern Nevada has a great story about Kurt helping them or making them laugh, end quote. As we've reported, police arrested 18-year-old Elmer Rueda Linares, who's accused of hitting him. Police say he ran off after the crash, but was eventually caught.
Yes, so there you go. An illegal immigrant. The officials say the suspect is an illegal alien who crossed the border in March 2021. Apparently, we know that because we caught him and then we let him go on his own recognizance, right? Because this is, again, another example of what you do when you don't care about this country. Now, the Biden migrant crime is so bad. An illegal alien who illegally crossed the border shortly after Biden took office in 2021. Another headline reads, has been arrested in connection with the death of an advisor to the U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. This is in Washington, D.C. These headlines are now being written. Do you think she cares? No. Is she going to stand up to the President of the United States of America, who's in her own party? Of course not. Why on earth would anyone, why on earth would anyone stand up to him when he's trying to remake this country? And even CBS News, when they were sitting down with Mayorkas, the guy who got away today with literally causing the lives of many Americans, costing many American lives, I should say, because of the open border policy, he did a sit down exclusive with CBS. Let me just remind you of what he said.
We've got Israel and Iran now in an open confrontation. I think a lot of people reasonably wonder whether what's happening overseas may become a threat to the homeland.
Yes.
Is there an increased risk in America of some sort of attack tied to sympathies in the Middle East?
Yeah.
We have seen an increase in anti-Semitism. We have seen an increase in Islamophobia following the October 7th terrorist attacks. There is no question, as Director Wray of the FBI and I have expressed publicly, we are in a heightened threat environment. And what we worry about is an increase in what we call domestic violent extremism, the radicalization of individuals already here, driven to violence based on an ideology of hate.
Credible threats right now as we speak?
We have no known credible threats at this time, but we are in a heightened threat environment.
Heightened threat environment. Why? Because of a wide open southern border. So there it is. If when, and I'm afraid that something's going to happen in this country. There's too many people that have been able to come across our southern border. There are too many people that are being caught on the terrorist watch list, and many gotaways are on that terrorist watch list. We're sure of that. The question is how many and what are they planning? And what Mayorkas just said there is this. I know it's an open border. I know that I'm fundamentally changing this country. Yes, we are in a heightened threat environment. And what we worry about is an increase in what we call domestic violent extremism. Notice he pivots there saying domestic, right? He doesn't want to admit that the people that are coming across the southern border are from other countries. He is trying to tell you that we're in a heightened sense, like a real problem here. We got a real issue right now, right? Like we got a real problem. But it's not illegals that are coming across to the terrorism threat. No, no, it is people already in America. That's the lie, he'll tell you, and the media just let him get away with it. Mayorkas was also asked in this exclusive interview, right? This is him this morning on the impeachment trial. The secretary on impeachment charges brought by the Republicans. Listen to this.
We cannot change a broken immigration system. Only Congress can.
So there is no executive order? So you're pulling it off the table?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, we explore options every single day. That's the responsibility of good government. We are considering options. We have been throughout.
By the way, this is even CBS called him out there. Host, no executive orders? Question mark, you're pulling it off the table? Even CBS News sitting there with its exclusive with Mayorkas, who's been impeached by the House, who's going to get away with it in the Senate. Even CBS News is sitting there going, dude, you're full of crap. You guys got rid of every executive order that Donald Trump had in place. It was stopping the illegal immigrants coming across the southern border. And he sits there and he looks at him and he's like, oh, no, no, we're looking at everything. No, they're not. They know it's a crisis. They know that it's out of control. They did it by design. This wasn't an accident. They're not shocked by this. They understand that this was what was going to happen. They're encouraging illegal immigrants to come across the border. I go back to the saying, actions speak louder than words, right? And the actions are clear. The actions are, come to America, we'll take care of you. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. By the millions. Keep coming across the southern border. By the millions. And we'll give you something. Secretary Mayorkas is a liar. How do we know this? April 2024, clip one. Compared to April 2023, just a year ago, listen carefully.
I have never minimized the challenge that the southern border presents. It is my testimony that the border is secure.
So 1 year ago in 2023, the border is secure. April 2024, I have never, again, he's lying to you. I've never minimized the risk.
I have never minimized the challenge that
the challenge
that the southern border presents.
I've never minimized the challenge the southern border presents. Yeah, you did. April 2023, exactly 1 year earlier.
It is my testimony that the border is secure.
It is my testimony that the border is secure. When he said that, he knew that hundreds of thousands were coming across the border illegally that month. So Mayorkas is going to get away with this. And let me just say one other thing about the Republicans in the House right now. All right. I really want you to hear this because it's really, really, really important. The Republicans that are there trying to get rid of Speaker Johnson, the Democrats are laughing in your face because this is exactly what they want. If you want to know why Republicans are just quitting, they can't get anything done. It's a failure, this Republicans controlling the House. It's going to hurt us, I'm worried, on Election Day because we can't get our act together. And we're being held hostage by a couple Republicans that are refusing to understand that in government, you have to sometimes compromise. And compromise has become this word that doesn't make you famous. What makes you famous is digging in and throwing gasoline on your fellow Republicans and having everybody run to the exits and then saying, see, we those are the bad Republicans over there that I just set on fire. And the Democrats are beating us. They're beating us in the House, and now they're beating us in the Senate. And now Mayorkas is going to walk. And they're laughing in our face the entire time. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit the like button. Send it to anybody you know. Please put it on social media. I'll keep fighting hard for you guys, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.